Good evening, everybody, Navy by Nature fans. Welcome back. It has been a while. A long while. I am sitting here with Gray Player.
Yeah, and that's real. That's real. This is the first time that we've podcasted together in, what, like 2 years?
What's real, though?
No, I mean, like, in the same... We were physically in the same location.
Oh, right. Normally, we were video chatting.
Right. We're using the capabilities of the internet. You're in Florida.
I was.
And I was in North Carolina. But now we're both sitting in Studio 76A.
Yep.
In...
We rented the space out. It's a really nice space. We're really happy with it.
Yeah. Good acoustics. Great.
Yeah, it's a little echoey.
I'm worried because we only have it for an hour, and we usually talk for like 3.5 hours.
We got our production assistant with us as always, Mike.
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Ironically, Mike's mic is not on, so he can't talk to you right now.
Well, he never talks. He just looks up stats for us. So I'm having some coffee, and you know, Julian's over here, and we're excited. Julian, I'm excited.
I'm really excited. I'm drinking some lemon water. Just to really cleanse the old throat and the palate.
You love the lemon.
I do. I'm a really citrusy guy.
He loves the lemon. So I'm excited about us podcasting, but I have to admit, I'm not excited about this season of The Bachelor.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not either. And
who is in America?
I mean, what do you think the main problem is? Do you think it's Sean? Or do you think it's the crew of girls?
No. So, all right. I'm going to change my tune once we get into it.
Okay.
But going into it, I was like, Sean is the most boring person, not the most that's ever been on The Bachelor, but surely in recent memory.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Ben was one of the more like non-boring guys, but a lot of the time it is boring guys. I think they go for the boring safe guy that like a majority of girls are going to be like, yeah, he's okay. I mean, He's obviously good-looking.
Well, yeah, no, and ABC delved right into that. I mean, like...
Oh, there was a...
20 seconds into the show, Sean is working out without a shirt on.
Just
on
really checking machine, out the bicep in,
just
the,
like,
in the mirror.
Getting ripped up. He's getting super
If you played a
up.
Drinking game for how many times Sean takes his shirt off, we're, you know, going to be drunk within 10 minutes.
Yeah, we should do that and then podcast after an episode.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try that.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Anyway, before we get started, we have a bit of housekeeping.
A bit of administrative work to attend to.
So Julian and I initially started this podcast, Navy by Nature, to talk about UNC sports and the aesthetic presentation of UNC sports through uniform design, which I think was a very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's going to be a ton to talk about next year, especially with our football team.
Definitely.
However, we have decided to cut that segment from the podcast.
It was getting a bit much to try and go through whole episodes of The Bachelor and then kind of talk about... It ended up being a lot of talk on UNC sports just in general.
Right.
And it kind of led it to 2-hour-long podcasts, which we feel wasn't, you know, conducive to having a large fan base.
No,
perhaps.
No. And we realize that we're having these same conversations just amongst ourselves and with friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really just repeating them. And, you know, everyone has already talked about, we've already talked about what we're talking about with everyone else. So the sports. So no one's really, you know, tuning in to listen to a conversation that we've already had with them. So we've decided to cut that segment from the show. I think that that's a good decision. We feel good about it.
We do feel good.
It has been brought to our attention that now that segment, has been removed, that we're left with just our commentary on The Bachelor.
Mm.
And it might be time to think about rebranding.
Definitely.
And with rebranding, we're thinking about renaming the podcast.
Yeah. We don't want to do away with Navy by Nature completely because that, you know, we have a history there and we'd really love that name, but we might kind of do some special podcasts that focus on uniform designs and focus on UNC sports, and that's going to be like a Navy by Nature special episodes. But in general, we kind of want to rebrand the podcast overall to something else.
Right. And so, you know, we've gotten some recommendations and we've thought of some names ourselves, but...
We hired a consultant to really kind of help us through it.
A branding agency. Paid a lot of money. but just are not satisfied with their work.
So, yeah, so it was probably a waste of money since we're not going to go with their ideas.
Exactly. We thought, like, who better to name our podcast than the people that listen to the podcast themselves? Mm. You know?
Definitely.
I mean, like, it's the people's podcast. We're the voice of the people.
We do it for you guys. We always have. We always will.
There is nothing selfish. We have no motivation to talk to one another. We hate talking to each other.
I really have disliked Gray for many years.
We do this podcast because it needs to be spoken, right?
Yeah.
Not to be heard, but to be spoken. And not for our enjoyment at all. I hate every minute of it.
It's a miserable time, actually. It's really miserable.
Worst night of my week.
I actually, like, cry hours before.
You're just upset.
I'm so upset about recording.
That's fine, because you pull it together well. So anyway, so how about this? You know, we got the name Navy by Nature. We got navybynature@gmail.com. You can follow Navy by Nature on Twitter. You know, some of you know us personally. The majority of you know us personally, except for those New Zealand fans that are still out there. We love you guys.
We hope that you guys especially are okay with the name change.
Right.
But we did kind of get a feeling that you guys are more interested in the Bachelor part of the podcast anyways, since you probably don't know what UNC is.
Well, yeah. No, you're right. That's fair. That's fair. So how about this? Send in your suggestions. Let's have the people's suggestions. What they think, what resonates with them, what they can see on iTunes when they go to download the podcast, or you know what they can see on Podomatic. You know, we'll obviously tailor a new logo after that. But you know, we wanted to get that out of the way. We wanted to open it up for suggestion. We want people to tell us, you know, what they think.
Last time we opened things up to email, we got a great response, and we're hoping to get a similar kind of response this time around. So
absolutely, really appreciate you guys. So that's out of the way.
And that's going to be, go ahead and just still use navybynature@gmail.com to send in those ideas.
Right. So that's out of the way. Let's talk about episode one of 2000. I don't know what season number it is. Like
eight.
I don't know.
Is it more than that?
The Bachelor. I have no idea. Probably can't. Man, eight. I don't know. But it's starting. We got a whole new season.
It kind of snuck up on us.
25 girls to start with. Well, we got a guy.
26, which we all get
26.
To.
26. We got a dude. You know, we got L.A. so far.
L.A. in the city?
Well, I mean, it's in L.A.
Okay. Yeah, we have L.A.
I'm just saying they're not in Prague yet.
Oh, right.
Prague/Scotland. that's a little joke from last season's podcast.
Hopefully some of you got that.
If you're an avid listener. it was Croatia. Croatia/Scotland. So Julian, what was your initial impression of the opening sequence? The way that they set up the episode, the season, really, before Sean meets the girls.
So, well, I guess we'll kind of get past we got a lot of Sean working out, which, you know, was great for some.
Even before that, when they show the montage of clips of things to happen in the season, so we know that we're going to have drama with the girls.
Yeah.
We see a large bit of that for sure.
Definitely.
All right.
So, the first impression of just like the first 2 minutes of the show?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's definitely going to be a lot of drama. I thought one thing that was interesting that they did at the beginning was bring Ari into the mix.
Oh, and I know love
Gray,
Ari.
Gray was excited about that. I'm not a huge Ari fan.
God, I think that all of America, just when Ari showed up and was talking to Sean and was joking around with him and just being really funny and personable and a good Bachelor candidate, was thinking, man, I wish Ari was the Bachelor.
I don't know. I don't wish Ari was a Bachelor.
I do. He's a riot.
No, I think Ari wouldn't be able to play all those girls that well.
You can play all those girls.
Well, that's what you do as the Bachelor.
You think Sean's a player?
I think Sean is less emotional, and so he's gonna be a little more detached.
You're wrong.
You think Sean's more emotional than Ari?
Let's go back to last season. Ari was the first person to chase Emily down in the streets. Of wherever they were.
That was Sean.
And no, it wasn't Sean. Sean did it afterwards. Oh. He was the second one. He's a repeater.
So Ari's more emotional.
No, he's better.
You're helping my point.
He's better at playing the girls. He's playing the game. He knows what he's doing.
I'm saying Ari gets too attached. That's why he's running after her so early. And Ari's going to get so attached to one of the girls.
The guy's in love.
I think that's what I'm saying. He's going to fall in love too quickly. Sean's a little more detached, a little more boring. So he's not going to fall in love as quickly.
So you'd be worried that Ari would fall in love with a girl
and just
too
like
early,
leave the show with her.
Leave the show with her, and then like every other relationship except for one, two now, he would not get married to her.
Yeah, basically.
Right. So a regular season of The Bachelor is what you're talking.
Well, no. Okay, I just think that was like premature.
I'm messing around. So one part that like I thought was really funny was like Sean was genuinely excited to see Ari. Like, you know, he was like, the only guy who knows what I'm feeling is the other guy that got his heart broken by Emily. And then when Ari comes in, he's like, hey, bro. And then it's like, dude. Oh, hey, dude. What's up, dude? Hey, dude, how you been? There's just, like, so much bro-ing out going on.
Yeah. I thought that whole sequence was pretty awkward.
You think it was just kind of generated by the producers?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't hang out at the old Bachelor reunions or whatever, but they probably did.
They probably did, sure.
And they might be friends, but, I mean, like, it seems scripted, which it kind of always does with those kind of things, but... No, I mean, it was fine. It was kind of funny. I didn't hate it.
Right.
I didn't hate it. But they took a long time to get... Going.
They needed filler.
Yeah, they definitely
Sean
did.
Sean is boring.
That's true. Now, so I'm never going to argue that Sean's not boring.
Okay, all right. So after, like 20 minutes into the episode, when Sean starts talking about like, oh, you know, like, I really want to find somebody to be with. And just, you know, just giving his whole spiel about like, you know, being genuinely in it to find a soulmate and, you know, to, you know, he only wants to get engaged once and all that, you know, his whole deal like that. I don't know. I was like, all right. Like, I can feel this guy. Like, I know what he's like, you know, I think it's going to be a legitimately entertaining season.
I mean, I think
he's going to be a good bachelor.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be a bad bachelor.
I don't think so either.
You know, I mean, the best bachelor, but I think he's going to be a good bachelor. And Chris Harrison even says, you know, he's probably the most genuine bachelor. Intention of being on the show. You know, like, he really wants to find that special someone.
I mean, I think I believe that he cares and he wants to find someone. I mean, he is really nice, it seems like. Which, you know, is a good quality.
He's not as quiet. You know, like, they show the scene where he stands up in the bus and, like, talks about love, which I didn't know happened last year because they didn't show it. Yeah, he's like with Emily, and he stands up like on some like topless bus tour, not topless.
You're talking about when he's like doing that like where everyone's doing poetry, and he's like, "Let me tell you about love."
Yeah, maybe
love
that's
is
it.
When.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. And then they just let him talk a lot, and I guess because they're forcing him to talk, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like if he's being forced to talk, he's a normal guy.
I feel like he talks.
Well, I didn't. I didn't think so at all.
You're just in love with Ari.
No, they're on the beach. They've been on like a sailboat all day, and he's like, "Hey, Emily. So, how's your day been?
Jeff, right now.
Jeff was on that.
Jeff. Hey, Emily. Hey.
Sean was like, "So, how's your day been?" It's just like, God, do you know how anything to talk about? It was like, I mean, like, this is boring marriage already. You know.
Well,
anyway, I just didn't
Emily
get it.
Emily wanted to make sandwiches.
But Sean...
For a living.
He stepped it up, I think. I think he stepped it up to be the bachelor. And he was good. He was good at kind of, meeting the girls and all that stuff. So anyway, I'm good with Sean.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm good with Sean.
I'm also good with Sean. I think the drama is obviously going to be created by all the women.
Sure.
As it always is. And I think he's just kind of a balanced guy that's just kind of holding the show together. I don't know if he's going to find someone or not. You know, we need to start talking about these women because it's not a great crop of girls. There's a lot of kind of weird professions, a lot of weird personalities that, you know, I'm kind of thinking Sean's maybe got three girls first impression where he's like, maybe. in my opinion.
I don't know. I think one thing that surprised me about Sean was that he really attached himself or resonated with girls that were a little bit different. You know, I kind of was like, oh, you know, and people call him Ken. I was kind of like, he's going to go for, you know, a girl that's blonde.
Like an Emily.
Southern. Yeah, like an Emily. But yeah, I mean, right. You know, he doesn't. He has a very...
Well, he doesn't have many of those, to be fair.
Okay.
Right. I mean, there's not really a blonde... Well, I guess there's that Nashville girl. Oh, she got sent home.
I know she did. That was my, like, first pick.
No, okay.
Initially... Well,
so why don't we go ahead and go through that. Our first impression, just introductions, who were our top three?
Okay, so that's... this is what we did. Just based on the introductions out of the limo, here's our top three. And, So mine was Kelly, the girl that we just talked about from Nashville.
Okay.
She's the singer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she was a singer. She sang a song.
Okay, so she was a cruise ship entertainer. That was her noted profession. She had to have been a singer.
Definitely.
I mean, hey, come on in.
My roommate Lori is here.
Hello!
Lori says hello.
Lori, impressions from the first episode of The Bachelor.
I liked the first girl with the red dress. I thought she was cute.
Desiree?
No.
There was like six girls with red dresses, to be fair.
She was really cute. She was sweet. She was the one that was walking on the bridge, and she was adopted.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is, but she's
a personal organizer. She's the personal organizer.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought was a very weird profession to have.
Yeah, she was like, I love organizing things. Okay, so I was like, oh man, Kelly from Nashville, definitely in. Taryn from Oregon, again, kind of the blonde type. Health club manager, I was like, she's in. Desiree, the wedding dress girl, she's really sweet. I was like, she's in. And then I was like, DC girl, no. Red lipstick girl, the lipstick kiss.
The Jackie.
Jackie, she kind of got red hair.
Yeah, Jackie.
I was like, okay, I'll put her in my top five. Oh, we're doing three?
Yeah, we're doing three.
Oh, crap. And then there was Casey B.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what's... Like, I don't know anything about the history there.
Yeah.
And I meant to look it up today, and I forgot. But,
it might not be that easy to come across.
So, I think they just met at, you know, one of the reunion things and talked, and he was like, oh, I didn't know that she had feelings for me. But, you know, now that I do, I'd like to investigate that. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's a wild card.
It kind of reminded me of when Sporty Spice, I don't remember her name, but she kind of looked like Sporty Spice, showed up to Ben's, Ben's hotel room.
The one that drove in the Honda in San Francisco, and they kept showing her on the bridge.
And then all the other girls got pissed, and then Ben sent her home.
Yeah.
She worked with dead people. Like painting.
Oh yeah, Chantel. No. Chantel. Yeah. Yeah. No, Casey B shows up this episode.
I know.
But here's the thing. They haven't been on. Lori doesn't like her. They haven't been on. Lori, thanks for swinging by the studio, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We really appreciate it. You know, popping in to gather some things from Julian. So what were you talking about?
KCB.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, they haven't been on an episode before. They haven't been on the Bachelor pad before. It seems that they have just met in one of these Bachelor...
Well, I think they met once, and then they might have, you know...
Well, that's the thing. You don't know. Because Sean's like, oh, I didn't know she had feelings for me. So that leads you to believe that nothing happened.
Well, but Sean could have, yeah.
People have known to...
Be apathetic over certain types of intimate behavior.
Yeah, they've been known to be detached emotionally and still engage in certain types of physical activities. That's certainly not unheard of.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean,
that being said, so Casey B's in your top five or not?
Yeah, she's in my top five.
I mean, top three. Top three.
All right, so my top three just out of the introductions were Kelly from Nashville, Taryn from Oregon, and the wedding dress girl.
Desiree.
Desiree.
I had...
Wedding dress girl?
Yep.
So I have...
Even though she was weird...
She was very weird.
I like... I thought she was sweet.
Go ahead. I have Leslie from DC. Tierra.
And the Desiree. Football. So Leslie does the football.
Yep. But I think I was also swayed because they introduced her earlier where they gave her a little spot.
Right, right, right,
and
yes.
Leslie seemed like really normal and cool.
Yeah, she did, but she seemed very career-driven for, a, you know, very
yeah,
DC
Yeah, but I think
driven.
If you're going for normal and, like, I felt like there wasn't a whole lot of normal in that crew of girls.
Sure.
And I think her joke was kind of funny. Like, I think he liked it, and he's a football player. So I think he kind of appreciated
yeah,
that.
The, yeah, the joke was good.
I think, I mean, I already, she was my favorite after the spot, so I kind of... You know, I was
you
really
were,
leading
yeah,
towards her.
You were, you
and then
were
Tierra, I mean, like, she's obviously was really
Tierra.
Bubbly. Huh?
Tierra.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I thought you said Sierra.
No, Tierra.
I was like, I don't remember her.
I did want to ask her if her tattoo was based on Dr. Quinn, the medicine woman's jewelry, the open heart collection.
Me too! Me too! If you keep your heart open,
yeah.
Love will always find a way in.
Yeah.
That's a free spot for Dr. Quinn's jewelry collection, the open heart collection. I think it was. And she said those exact words or something like that. And it was
yeah,
really
kind
ridiculous.
Of lame.
Yeah, super lame. But Sean fell for it because he's
she probably doesn't watch the show TV where Dr. Quinn does her commercials.
Yeah, yeah. He's too busy working out. Too busy on the rowing machine.
And then, so yeah, then and then Desiree, I also agreed. I mean, she was cute. And I thought... The bridal girl.
So who's your three?
That's them. Leslie, Tierra, and Desiree.
Who's Leslie again?
Leslie's DC girl.
The DC girl. Okay. Yeah. Tierra and Desiree.
Yeah.
Okay. And mine are... mine right after the introduction. Kelly from Nashville. Kicked off. Taryn from Oregon and...
Almost kicked
and
off.
Desiree. Yeah, almost kicked off. Right. Okay. So then we progress into... we meet some of the other girls. Who are some of your favorite other girls?
Well, I mean, I think Robin gets the award for worst introduction ever.
The one that did the backflip? Yeah. Yeah. It was.
I mean, do you feel like Sean had to give her a rose just to, like, not ruin her life?
No, absolutely not. No. No, I think that he probably forgot by the end of the night.
No, there's no way. There's no way you forget that.
You don't forget a faulted backflip.
Worse. And Catherine is a girl that I didn't necessarily think was good for Sean. She was kind of, she's one from Seattle, graphic designer, kind of Asian looking.
Yeah, a little bit Asian.
Yeah, I felt like, not like necessarily prototypical Sean girl, but I thought she'd be a lot more interesting and cool than I thought, than she ended up being.
You thought that she would be?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's mostly because she's from Seattle. Well, she seemed like she was going to be kind of bitchy in the previews.
Was all right. She was all right. We get, you know, like, not to enter into a topic where we need to be a little bit sensitive, but there are a fair amount of Black American women on this episode.
Yeah, it's definitely a little more diverse.
It's super diverse.
Emily, they got two Latino guys. Mm-hmm. That was their attempt at getting some diversity, and this year they kind of upped their game a little bit.
They did. They did. They had like five or six Black American girls, mm-hmm. and one of them was super sassy. Brooke?
Yeah, she looked like she was from the 1920s or something.
Yeah, and she was just, like, black, like, just sassy, like, woman. Like, you know that commercial where the woman calls the credit union and she's like, I forgot to call my payment or whatever. And they're like, oh, I hate those machines. You know those machines I'm talking about? Brooke was just, like, traditional, sassy, black woman that I loved. And I was like, please keep her around. I want to hear her get sassy about things. And then there was another...
Off, right? She was kicked off.
No, she got a rose.
Brooke did?
Yeah. The other girl that got kicked off was the girl that I thought was Nicki Minaj the entire episode.
Yeah, but she had a weird accent.
Crazy makeup.
What was her accent from?
Nicki Minaj. That's what it was from. She got it from her.
New York?
No, she watched too much Nicki Minaj. Okay. I'm telling you, that is exactly what happened.
Were you expecting her to like jump into like a weird, badly done London accent at some point?
I was expecting her to like yell rap something.
What was the girl? Another girl that I liked is one of the models, not the one that's like all girls are gonna hate me. The other one
Okay, so let's talk about there's two models. All right. There's the one, the best from the Midwest.
Yeah.
That's the one who's the model She's a little bit tall, and she was the one that, like, girls are gonna hate me, whatever. And then there's another model, Amanda. Right. Okay, I don't remember what that girl's name is.
Yeah, no, it is Amanda, but she's...
No, Amanda's the other model.
That's what I was saying.
She's a fit model. Yeah, okay. And she's got, like, really big facial expressions.
She's the one that did the awkward pause introduction.
Yeah, which was not bad.
It worked.
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen.
And, I mean, she's another one that I liked. I'm glad that she stayed around.
Right? Right, okay. So, yeah, I mean, like, that covers a good bit of it.
What about, Lindsay, the wedding dress
girl? The wedding dress girl? Yeah.
I mean, she ended up not only... Do you think she was already drunk? Like, coming out of the limo? Yeah, she definitely got drunk later.
Probably. I mean, this gets into our, like... This gets into the theory that there's at least three actors in the first episode.
I don't think they're actors. I think they're editor's picks.
I don't think they're editor's picks. I think they pay actors. The 50 Shades girl was an actor.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I think she was on the show just with the intention of being as ridiculous as possible.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's the same thing people do when they go on American
Idol. So basically, she was an actor.
But she wasn't paid to do it.
That doesn't mean she wasn't an actor.
Well, you could say that all of them are acting. And they're not being themselves.
Well, not making a scene. And
I mean, she looked pretty upset.
That is a term from film.
No, she was kind of upset at the end, wasn't she?
Not really. No. Did you see the, like, whole segment?
I mean, she was really drunk.
Dancing? Right, okay.
She was really...
So, all right.
I don't think she was a paid actress.
Here's the question. Here's a question. Which I think will stimulate some positive conversation here. Which girl do you think had it the hardest walking in to meet the other girls?
I would say Tierra.
Because she had the rose.
Because she had the rose. I mean,
people were freaking out.
It's so funny, like, how much... This made-up show. Like, this isn't real life. This show that's made up... These girls, like, that is against the rules. This is not... What are they doing? How come they're giving out roses right now? Like, this is a made-up show. Like, why are you acting... This isn't the Constitution. Like, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah. One girl, it might have been Catherine, I don't remember who it was, but she turned to another girl and was like, there might not be any rules. And I was like, I was thinking to myself, promise?
Yeah.
Because I hope that it just goes crazy and they don't make any rules. KCB, obviously, had a tough time.
Who? That's not fair.
Yeah.
That. How come she gets... Who cares? There's already 25 of you already.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
what's fair?
One person wins.
TV show.
What do you think? Like, you're, like, having worse odds to get picked because there's another person there? Like, you were feeling good, and then KCB walks in, and you're like, oh, no.
It's like you really
My odds are ruined. It doesn't make sense to me.
It's like you really paid your dues. You, like, worked your way up the ladder to get on the show or something. And this other girl, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair.
She gets on the show.
Yeah, she's already been on the show. And she's
horrible. She already had her chance.
Terrible.
Love.
And then they were
This is my chance.
This is my chance to be one of the 25 selected women by the editors
half of us,
ABC's The Bachelor.
Half of us are going to go home, which are going to go home tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about, and let's... Okay, all right. Well, we'll get to it. My question, I was thinking, this is a question that I had before, right after everybody walked in. My question was, okay, which one is going to get super drunk?
Yeah.
And it ended up being the obvious choices. It ended up being the wedding dress girl and the 50 Shades girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just super drunk. 50 Shades girl was super drunk.
The funny thing is about wedding dress girl, Lindsay, I believe her name is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Is that she didn't act that different. If she was sober when she came out of the limo, she wasn't acting that much different from when she was...
I think she was drunk coming out of the limo. Cause
I think she was like, this is maybe not the greatest idea, but I'm going to go for it. I need a shot. And then, like, people are like, take another shot. And she took, like, six shots.
Oh, yeah. You think they sabotaged her?
I mean, I don't know if they're...
Do you think she was drugged in the limo?
I think the other girls put her up to it, and they got her really drunk.
They gave her some Ritalin? No. I mean, like, you know, in the 50 Shades girl, obviously. It was classic. You should have seen it coming. These two girls are going to get drunk.
I mean, if she had seen Sean or Emily season, she would have known that the 50 Shades thing was not going to fly.
I don't remember any 50 Shades references in Emily's season.
No, I'm saying if you knew Sean at all.
Oh, right. I mean, yeah. Okay, so that brings up another good point. Well, that's a question that I have for later. So, what did you think of Sean's rose strategy? Breaking the rules and just giving out roses to whoever he wanted.
And first question is, what gives him the right to change the bachelor rules
around? These are the rules, okay?
This is how it's always been. No, I thought it was, I think it was good to kind of throw a wrench in the...
You like that he mixed it up, but yeah. Did you like the, what do you think about the strategy?
I think it put even more, I mean, the girls obviously have this pressure.
Oh, yeah.
To talk to him, and it put even more, so that it, I think it made the girls even less themselves in a lot of cases.
Yep.
So I don't think he was getting a really good first look at a lot of girls because they were like, a lot of them thought that all the roses were going to be given out.
Yep.
Right at that moment.
Yep.
And so they were just I'm going to go for it.
Right.
Like every time. And right. I think a lot of them probably screwed themselves over that way.
Yeah, no. I mean, like a good example is, I mean, you see Taryn, who was one of the girls that I picked to be, you know, in my final five or three or whatever, get just really emotional.
Yeah.
Like, you know, very overly emotional about the situation.
Little red flag there.
Yeah, little red flag there. And then Kelly, the girl from Nashville, the singer, you know, was very sweet to her, which I appreciated.
You were hot for Kelly.
No, I just thought, I thought he was going to be into her.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to
certainly keep her around. I was surprised that she didn't. I don't know, maybe they had a bad conversation.
That's another question that I have. Who were you... Okay, well, here's my thing about the rose strategy. Let me see this first. I think it was different, but I think it was stupid.
Okay.
Because stupid, not like it was dumb, because it was entertaining, but stupid of him, because now he's got these girls that he's given roses to. The other ones are thinking like, oh, well, why didn't I get a rose? You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of almost eliminating all the other girls that you don't have an instant connection with or whatever he explained the rose handout to be, yeah, according to. And so, you know what I mean? Like, then you just have, you've already created a divide. You've already created drama. You go to the rose ceremony. It's like, even if you get a rose at the rose ceremony, what does that mean versus the other thing? I just think that I don't think that it was good for the show. And the fact that I think that it ended up making things more emotional and not kind of like...
It kind of ended up being a lot like a group date scenario where all the girls are really competing a lot and they all get mad at each other and cry a lot.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, they're going to get to that point anyways, but it's normally not that much on the first night.
Right, and like, you know, surely you would like for girls to be kind of their normal selves, and like, so you're already creating this kind of, you know, putting them outside of their comfort zone because they feel like they have to act a certain way. And it just, you know, I don't know. It didn't bother me, but I just was like, this is not conducive to a good episode of The Bachelor. It is for drama, but, you know, not for Sean. I don't think it helps.
It wasn't conducive
cause.
For Sean. It was good for, maybe good a little bit for entertainment.
Absolutely. I don't think it helps his cause any, is what I'm saying.
Do you think that, we always talk about editors' picks, or, you know, girls that they have, the editor kind of, or the producers kind of force Sean to keep around, or force the Bachelorette to keep around, like...
Yeah.
The guy that wore a mask that one season.
Right. So there were no real strong gimmicks this year.
No.
So here's our two rules, Julian Gray's two rules of the first episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. If you have a crazy gimmick, you're going through. If you get in a fight with someone else, you're going through.
Both of you are going through.
Yeah. No, it happens.
It depends. If you get, well, okay, yes, you're right. If you get in a
fight,
if you get drunk.
Not in front of Sean. Yeah, not if you get drunk.
Drunk and cry.
Yeah, no. No. What, you think you're going through or
no,
you're done?
No, you're going home.
You're right. No, but we talked about this. If you start some drama and you get in a fight with another contestant and the Bachelor or Bachelorette doesn't see it, it's just kind of behind the scenes, like you're like, I just don't like you, blah, 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 whatever. Both of you are going through.
Yeah.
They keep you around. Okay, so those are our two rules. Neither of those scenarios happened, really.
No.
At all.
I mean, I don't know if... I mean, I would have thought at one point that maybe Lindsay would have been some kind of producer pick, the wedding dress girl. Yeah. But it seems in the previews for the future, it seemed like she stays around for a while.
Yeah.
Did she get picked?
She got picked. She was the last rose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's in the helicopter.
Wow. So there you go. There's that. So again, you know, a sensitive topic, but, you know, we'll address it maturely. Do you think that the editors made Sean keep some Black Americans around?
No, but I think it's just kind of understood that he needs to do it.
Yeah, he did all of them.
No.
Almost all of them, except for Nicki Minaj. Right. it was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think
Do you think Sean has a genuine connection? Like, it really sees that there might be potential with those girls? Because, you know, I assume Sean's from the South, he's from Dallas, he's probably just not into, you know what I mean, that type of girl. I just don't, you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, racist or anything, but, right. Like, he just sees himself...
in terms of preference or an attraction, he sees himself more with
a white girl. I don't see him being, like, that much of, like, a kind of outside-of-the-box guy, like, breaking boundaries and stuff like that. You know, I see him as more traditional.
Right. Sure, I feel like, I don't know if I don't know if the producers told him to do it or not, but I think that he probably... just to not act like he sent home all the Black girls is going to keep...
Yeah, no. But, I mean, he kept a lot of them. Let's talk about the... Again, another topic that we'll talk about maturely. The girl with one arm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bold move from The Bachelor.
What was your impression of... Just number one, having that person on the show. And then number two, how she handled kind of explaining... her disability to him.
I think it was smart for her to clear the air.
Yep, I do too. Get it out in the open.
Yeah. I think I'm worried about her confidence overall for a guy like Sean.
Yeah.
That it's just, I don't know if she's going to be able to match, because he's a very confident guy.
Yeah.
So I think she did really well, and I think Sean really appreciated it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like if she gets sent home, if she doesn't win, which is likely because she's
girls.
One of, right, it's 25 girls, that she's going to, even if she says doesn't say it, she's going to think it's because of her disability.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I feel like The Bachelor kind of hung her out to dry, put her in a tough spot.
Yeah, it's kind of a lose-lose.
Right, it's a lose-lose. Like, nobody wins. Like, you know what I mean?
But, I mean, she was excited to get the rose.
Sure, she wasn't going to be not excited. Like, oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'll take this rose.
And she does love her dog a lot. And if I remember correctly, Sean has two dogs that he likes to talk about and bring around.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's true.
I remember that from the home, what was it called? Home date?
The home day, yeah. Home where date? He's very family oriented. things of that nature. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of. I mean, any other girls in particular that struck you? I mean, there was like 7 girls that had red dresses on, so it was really hard to keep them straight in my mind.
I mean, there's that one girl, the one Lori talked about, the personal organizer.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed like she's what's her name? We're going to try and find her.
Lori's going to get Mike to check it out.
Mike's our producer. Have you guys met?
I think so.
Lori, just hop behind Mike. the booth. Just jump in the booth and... Yeah, okay.
Anyways. So anyways, I thought she had kind of like a sultry voice, kind of like... I thought she was really cute when there was one rose and she came to sit down. She's like, there's another rose.
Oh, Sean.
I was just like, I don't know. She seemed like she was kind of subtly flirting in a very good way.
I liked, I didn't like, but I thought Amanda, you know, was like pretty, not bubbly, but she had the pretty good personality. Kind of.
He's going to like positive. Bubbly, I think.
I do too. I was very surprised just overall again about how Sean didn't have just 17 blonde girls. short, not short, but like, you know, southern blonde girls.
You're saying that the Bachelor, you're surprised the Bachelor didn't give him 17?
No. I'm surprised that he didn't pick all those girls.
I can just for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lori.
Personal organizer. Her name is Ashley.
Ashley. That's the one. But it's A-S-H capital L-E-E, right? That's yeah. Right. Ashley. Right.
So it's like if your first name was Ash and your middle name was Lee.
And then you just combine them. So yeah, no, he really surprised me. I feel like I don't know Sean at all now.
Yeah, maybe he's being a little, trying to be a little mysterious too.
I don't know.
Maybe he's playing the game because he's also, the other girls are seeing who he's picking.
Lori, who's the orphan that's raised by the pastors?
That's her.
Okay.
That's
the same girl. All right. So, okay. So we get into this, another topic. And I want to raise a question. I'm going to raise in a second, but there's this, you know, whole like religious aspect to this season. Do you think that's going to be a theme, a motif this season? Like, because Sean, you know, is openly, you know, he was like, I feel like God has a plan for me, meaning blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this girl, Ashley, talked about, you know, how she was so blessed to have these pastor parents that loved her so much. And I feel like there's, you know, that's obviously going to be a contributing factor for her to kind of gain some ground with him. But do you think that that becomes a big part of this season?
I think it does. I think it might be more of an unspoken thing, but I think, or very subtly talked about, because there's only so much they can do. But I mean, I don't know if it'll end up.
I mean, do you think it's a season where they like don't shy away from letting them talk about that?
No, I don't. I think that they will still be very subtle about it. I mean, I think it'll be similar to Emily. Emily kind of talked about that stuff too.
I know, but for some reason, I think that this might be a season where they let that kind of open up a little bit.
It's another. I just thought of it now. Like KCB was has very religious parents,
and that's the reason why Ben kicked her off because they, you know, had different kind of backgrounds. That leads into my question is like, okay, when you watch the first episode, right, and you think about like there's all these things or like all these other previous seasons that we've podcasted and watched, and each one kind of has one thing you remember the season about, you know, like one thing that it was about. Like Emily's to me was like they really tried to help her find somebody. You know what I mean? Like they did not care about the drama. They didn't kind of like do a lot of like things to like. I mean, they did spice things up a lot, but like you could tell Chris Harrison really wanted it to work out for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think they did. Like Ben's season, obviously, when he ends up with crazy woman, right?
Yeah,
but that's what you remember. Michelle.
No. Is it Michelle?
No, Michelle was another crazy woman from Salt Lake City. I don't remember.
Yeah, like the skinny dipping and all that. She looked a witch at the engagement, or when you proposed.
Yes,
like an evil witch.
So, like, when we look back next season, what's the one thing that we remember this season for?
You're asking to kind of predict.
Yeah,
I think there's going to be a huge scene between the girls. I mean, I think this is going to be a lot. This season is going to be a lot more about the girls fighting each other than it is going to be about them getting to know Sean. I mean, Sean's just going to kind of hold his own, chill. He's probably got a few girls that he likes a little bit better, and they're just going to let the other girls just go at it. It's going to be.
So you think this season's going to be remembered for drama?
Yeah.
And it sounds like Tierra. I mean, from what we see in the montage at the end, it seems like Tierra is kind of like, you know, the center, like the focus of the drama.
Seems similar to the Ben season, like where you're not seeing
Michelle,
the same girl.
It's Michelle, yeah, exactly. We're not seeing the other girls, like want him to know, but then they also get in the situation where they don't want to talk about the other girl too much. But
our girl Emily got screwed over by that.
Emily played herself out of the game like that. But you know, she was a Duke student. Undergrad, so
we didn't realize that till halfway through the season, which was kind of heartbreaking for us. But
so, and then it seems like she kind of is like, I mean, there's that part where she's like, I can't believe the girls did this to me. I hope they got what they wanted.
Yeah, she has like a neck brace on.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like she might be the character.
Yeah.
She might be the protagonist or the antagonist of this.
But it does kind of seem like Sean likes her, which makes it even better.
Which makes it even better.
Even.
Strongly
better. Even better.
Strongly better. So I guess that's a good lead-in. We know that Tierra is the focal point for a ton of drama moving forward. Or at least it seems that way. And, that, you know, they trick you with the montage. But I think it's safe to assume that
she's going
to
be around for a while anyway.
You know she's going to be around for a while. Is she in your final three?
Oh, overall, the whole season?
Overall. We're doing it. We're doing predictions right now. Is she in your final three?
Yes.
She is in your final three.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me your final three. That was a lead-in, by the way.
It's going to be Leslie.
Who's Leslie? I don't even
DC
know
DC girl. You always forget her. Yeah. Desiree and Tierra.
Okay. Those are all... Well, you've got three very different personalities there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got kind of the soft-spoken wedding dress girl who seems kind of like sweet, you know? And then you've got career-oriented, pretty like confident DC girl, Leslie, whatever. And then you've got Tierra, who seems to be just a ticking time bomb.
She's not there to make friends, you know? So maybe she can. She still communicates that
and
point
why,
to Sean.
And why would she be? Why would she be?
So who is your final three?
All right. So here is my final three. All right. I think Desiree. Yeah. I'll agree with you on that. I think Jackie ends up in the final three.
Interesting.
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
I think that's bold based on limited amount of footage.
I know it is. She did receive a rose on the fly, which is what I'm calling it.
Yeah, I like
when
it.
When they get a rest, when they talk to her. And I have a top five, so I have to pick.
On the spot.
maybe Ash Lee.
Ash Lee?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to know. I mean, that's what we're going with. Ash Lee. That's what we're going with, okay? Everybody calm down. Ash Lee. I don't know. I have so many. So I feel.
I know you're tempted to put KCB in there.
I'm so tempted because it might work out.
And she, yeah, I agree.
She's a sweet girl.
She's on the fringe for me.
Okay. So let's talk about your fringe candidates.
Yeah.
Okay. So your three are Leslie from DC, Tierra, and who's the other one?
Desiree. Oh yeah.
Who are your fringe candidates? Somebody who, if they have a good season, could really play themselves into the
playoffs. Well, I think KCB, obviously, I already said that. I think because of their religious backgrounds that she could be a good fit.
Yep.
And they obviously have some kind of a history. They might have hooked up or something. We don't know. But then my other one, and this is kind of cheating because I wouldn't think this based on the episode, but based on the previews, Lindsay seems like she makes it really far. Wedding dress girl.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're right.
I am putting her on the fringe. Like, she's going to be around for a while. It
seems okay,
like.
Yeah. So, my fringe is KTB and Lindsay also.
Oh.
A girl that I think makes it...
We agree a lot on the fringe.
Yeah, on the fringe. But not on who gets in. A girl that I feel... Well, the model. The
Amanda?
One, no, Christy.
Oh.
Which model do you think makes it further?
Amanda.
Yeah?
The fit model. But she seems so much nicer.
She does seem nicer, but the other girl seems sweet. She doesn't seem like a...
I don't like... No, she's going to be like that girl, Ben season girl.
No.
Yeah.
Like a mean?
Yeah, I think all girls are going to hate me. That just comes with the business.
No,
I'm a model.
I think that you're reading too much into that one comment out of that entire beginning segment. Yeah. I know that she made it, but I think that that is a matter-of-fact statement. Like, there are going to be girls that are, you know, intimidated by the fact that she's a model. I don't think that's incorrect.
You think she makes it further than Amanda?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
You implied.
I did not.
You were surprised.
I was surprised that you thought that she was going to be a bitch.
I do think she's going to be a bitch, and I think Amanda's going to be... Amanda could be, like, my fringe.
No, you can't have fringe. Amanda's on my fringe as well. I have a couple people on my fringe. They are...
Ashley is probably on my fringe.
Taryn, I thought, was going to make it, but if she gets that emotional on the first night, there's no way she's going to be able to handle
it. Emotional.
None. I do not think that Tierra is in the final five.
You think it's going to blow up before that?
I think it's going to blow up before that. Well, before
you don't
that.
Think the producers are going to keep her around for a while?
I think they will keep her around, but the final five is the final five. Or really, like, the
final... The rules are, the final five Sean's picks.
Right, I mean, these are... There's no one in there that he...
That is just...
That's not true.
It's holy, the final five. I mean, you don't mess with the final five.
It's really, like... I'm trying to think about it. Like, we've had seasons before where we've thought, oh, man, there's one person in the final four that has no business being there.
Yeah.
So what is it, the final three?
Final three is the
pretty
home
holy.
Days.
Pretty holy.
Yeah, that's...
You don't mess with the final three.
Right, and then the final three, four is four home dates, and then three go to the tropical. That's what it is. She goes to four people's homes.
He goes to four.
I was thinking of Bachelorette.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so he's going to go to four people's homes, and there's always one where you're like, nope, there's no way that person's making it through.
After the home date?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like even before the home dates, when you've got
like
four,
five or six range?
No, when you've got four, and you're like, that person has no business being here. He doesn't like that person at all. I feel like that's happened before.
Yeah.
But I feel like when we get into the final three, we're never like that. We're never like, what is that person even
You were
doing
like that with Sean.
But I understood why she had him there.
I wanted her to choose Sean. I'm glad she didn't, because she ends up being kind of a slut.
Alright.
We heard afterwards.
Apparently she is sexting Matt Leinart, who is the backup quarterback for some NFL team now.
Yeah.
He used to be the Cardinals, but now he's on a different team.
Texans.
No, I think he's for the Chiefs, actually.
Okay.
Anyway,
I mean, he was on the Texans last year.
Right. So I think that who's your girl? Wedding dress girl?
Lindsay.
Because I think that there's a blonde in there. Desiree, KCB, Jackie.
Jackie, I don't know why you chose Jackie out of that group.
I'm going to tell you something. Jackie is my early pick to win.
Wow. Bold.
Jackie, I'm going on record right now. After the first episode, Jackie is my early pick to win.
Mine is Desiree.
Dez,
I'm sorry. Dez is my early pick to win, going on record.
We do see Dez's ex-boyfriend, or maybe boyfriend come back. And she says that she's very confused.
Alright, I already said it though, I'm sticking with it.
I know, I like Dez. I like Dez a lot. I mean, she's sweet. I don't think Sean needs a huge personality. So that's the nicest way that I can say that. KCB, I mean... See her being in the top three, possibly.
I wouldn't hate it if KCB was in the final three.
Did I say Ashley in the final three?
Yeah. I think. Yeah, you did. She was your third.
Hey, Lori. Come back from out of the booth real quick.
Mike, no, we need Lori.
No, Mike, nobody cares.
No, Mike, not you. Just Lori.
Hey,
Mike! Come around here.
Mike is such a jokester.
Mike, it's okay. I'll be back.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laura, how you doing?
Sometimes. I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
So you want to chime in here? I'm interested to know from a woman's perspective what you think.
Okay. So I think my final three, is that what we're talking about now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And you can give some fringe.
But final three for the whole season.
Based
on one episode.
Okay, Ashley.
Ashley. I had Ashley in my final three. So.
Okay.
You think it's because of the pastor thing? At least partially.
Personal organizing is kind of a weird job,
though. That is a strange, strange
Sean's going to be like, what just, do you do?
I think she's just overall really sweet and...
Organized. She runs.
She was running on the bridge.
No, great.
With her dog.
Maybe she just did it one time.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Lori's.
I'm sorry, Lori.
No, there was another girl that was really tall, dark brown hair.
Amanda.
No.
Amanda. Fit model, right?
Yeah. No.
Really smiley?
There's two. There's two models. They're both tall and they both have brown hair. One of them had a blue dress on.
Who would choose the other model? Everyone means Amanda.
No. I don't think so. One of them's
going to be mean.
No, I don't like the other model.
Yeah, the mean one. Yeah. Lori knows what I'm talking about.
Wait, you're talking about one that's really smiley.
No, that's the one you like.
That's the one I like.
That's what I mean.
Amanda.
All right.
So she's on the same page as me. The other one's going
to
be mean.
Okay, look, I don't think the other one necessarily makes it to the final five, but I don't think that she's mean. All right? I just think that Sean's going to get rid of her because she's tall.
I'm just sticking with that argument now.
Yeah, just for fun. I just think Sean's going to get rid of her because she's tall.
How tall is she, Amanda?
Is she taller than him?
No.
I think the mean model might be taller than him. I really do not like how you guys have typecast this model that I think is attractive.
Why do you like her so much?
I think she's a nice girl.
She's not.
I think she is.
No.
We're going to find out. Yeah. I can't wait to find out.
Why don't you put her in your final three?
No.
You're such a huge fan.
Look, hey, the final three is not about who's nicest. Okay?
Yeah.
There are many, many variables that play into who makes it into the final three. Everyone knows that. All of our listeners know that. Wait, Lori. Hang on. Come back. Sorry. You said Ashley.
Yes. Ashley.
And then Amanda.
And Amanda.
Oh, Amanda's in your top three.
Amanda's in our top three.
Okay.
I respect
and,
that.
And, I don't know.
What about Desiree? Or Tiara.
Des, Tiara.
I remember those
Lindsay.
Ones.
Lindsay, the wedding dress girl.
Tiara is the one who had a tattoo. She was like the one who got the first rose.
Casey
maybe. B.
She's kind of weird.
Casey B?
No, not Casey B.
Whoa.
I do not like Casey B.
Do you
want
to elaborate on that? Because
Jackie?
We are both actually Casey B fans.
I don't like Casey B.
Okay.
I think she's whiny.
She is whiny.
Yeah.
She's very emotionally needy.
She is needy. She cries a lot. Yeah.
She was a baton twirler.
Yes.
She showed him a whole movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, she's not my top three.
You just...
She's done.
Yeah.
Ashley's back in.
Ashley.
Like Bruce Lee. She might be a distant relative of Bruce Lee. What about Jackie? What do you think about Jackie?
Which one is she? Exactly.
But that... You guys... That might be the beauty of
it. She is the one who kissed him. Wait, yeah, she kissed him.
Yeah.
With the lip. She put lipstick on and then kissed him. Yeah. And then she did hardly anything else apart from complaining about the rules a little bit.
I just thought when she spoke with him that she.
She looks like she might have a little sass.
I thought she was sweet.
Okay.
I think she had a good personality.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone else in the country is putting Jackie in their final three right now.
Oh, I would beg to differ. I'm sure that if we got on a blog or something, there'd be some Jackie fans.
No.
What about Jackie's mom?
She might be a top 10.
What about Jackie's mom?
What?
She probably believes she's going to win.
Oh. Literally, yeah.
Literally.
She probably does.
Right. all right, Lori, well...
I don't know who would be my third.
You don't have to have a third.
Yeah.
You're just so confident.
I'm so confident.
About your
Ashley and
Amanda.
Amanda.
Fit model.
Two girls that are on the fringe for both of us. Really, except for
Ashley.
Actually,
I like the girl.
I don't even know.
The girl with one arm. I like her, too.
You think she'll really make it to the final three, though? We talked about that earlier.
I do. What is her name?
Samantha?
No. I don't have her name in my notes.
I don't know. I don't like her. I don't like her when she talks and stuff. She's kind of like, well, I really don't really know. She's kind of got that, like, I don't know, California laid back, a little bit annoying voice. But they've never had somebody with one arm before.
Nope.
I mean, literally, when I saw the person.
Is it the first black girls that they've had?
No, they've had people of different ethnicities on the show often. Never this many have made it through. Any chance that one of them makes the final five?
Duh.
Yeah.
A Black American woman?
Yeah.
There's some good ones in there.
I think Robin would have had the best chance if she didn't do she didn't fall over.
Yeah, she would have been the best bet.
I mean, she'd still be my pick.
Who cares
though?
That she fell over? You think that plays her out of the
horrible first impression?
Oh no.
No, I mean, I think Robin is still my pick though.
From the Black Girls. Everyone. Yeah. There's one like super smiley, kind of lighter skin.
Leslie.
Yeah, she's great.
Leslie H.
And Brooke, the super sassy one.
I don't remember her getting a rose, Gray.
She did. She did get a rose. And I think she'll be a focal point of at least one more episode.
Hmm. Doesn't she seem like she's like from a different century?
I think she's older. She's older a little bit.
So is Ashley. Ashley is like 32. I mean, not that old. But Sean's like, what, 27?
I don't know.
Our age?
Nice.
Still really young.
So, yeah, still got his whole life ahead of him.
Super young.
So, I don't know. I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah.
Any other did you have any questions?
I had a general question that it might be a little too late to delve into at this point. But okay. It'd be something, a good one to bring up next week.
Ooh. Cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's Desiree.
That's Des.
Yeah, I like her.
Come on, Lori. Yeah.
She might be my top 30.
There you go. All right.
Lori put Desiree.
Lori's got a top 30. Okay. Good. Well, I feel like we have an interesting, what I originally thought to be a very boring season, I think is going to be at least.
Just based on because it was Sean.
Right. Heading in, I think now I feel a little bit more confident that it's going to be at least interesting.
I think it's going to be very interesting. And like I said, I don't think it's going to be because of Sean. I think it's
scale 1 to 10. How great? How much do you think? How on enjoyment, entertainment level this season is going to be?
I put it at like a 7.5.
7.5. All right. I don't really know what that means because we haven't really put other ones on the scale. But
I would put Emily at less than that. I put Emily at like a 5 or 6. Mm. I think it's going to be more interesting than Emily's season.
You think it's going to be more dramatic than Emily's season?
Well, and therefore more interesting.
Right, okay.
I want to be I'm a spectator here.
You want the fighting. That's what you want. That's all you want is the fighting.
I know, I mean.
You don't care anything about love. All you want is the fights. You want to see girls fight each other.
30% fight, 70%.
Oh, come on.
40%.
No.
50%.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm saying 50.
No.
50%.
60-40. You want more fights than love.
You know what? I do want more fights than love.
60-40. I called it. All right. So I'm optimistic. I think that there's some potential. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about. So that's good.
Definitely.
You know who it's good for? Our listeners.
Oh.
And us. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Lori, why don't you pipe down over there?
Lori's talking junk over there. We have 7 listeners.
Yeah. Our intern's got a little sass to her. So anyway, we'll be back next week with the recap of episode 2. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, Julian. Looking forward to it?
Definitely looking forward to it. And as we said at the beginning of the episode, don't forget to email us any ideas for a rebranding of our podcast name,
mm-hmm.
And our image at navybynature@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also keep following us at navybynature
on Twitter. Right. And who knows? Maybe next week we'll be introing with a different name.
We may have a big announcement.
Sure.
Big announcement. But that depends on you guys contributing.
Sure. So we look forward to it. Look forward to hearing your feedback and comments. As always, feel free to email us about anything. anything you'd like for us to talk about, anything that, you thought about, in response to what we chatted about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to hearing from you guys, and even more so, look forward to talking to you guys next week. So, for Julian and myself and the rest of the Navy by Nature crew, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.